Okay. I got a few minutes. Got about 20 minutes free. See what's going on. RULE 34. There's like four of them. There's more of them. Let's try this one. Okay. Let's, no, that's weird. That's okay. Let's try PIPER Piper and Robot CURIE.
Hey Vince, are you ready to? Why don't you have pants on?
What do you mean? Why do you have pants on?
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? We have to record Atomic Radio Hour. It's the show that dives into the wreckage of post-apocalyptia.
But I was. Who let you in here?
What do you mean? This is my house.
No, it isn't. Who the fuck cares if it's your house? If I want to fucking sit around with no pants on, who cares?
That you can't do that.
I can do whatever the fuck I please. I'm a tax-paying American.
That's fair.
I mean, do you want to look with me? Do you want to take your pants off to make you more comfortable?
All right, fine. I'll take my pants off.
All right, take your pants off. Just, all right, there you go. I was looking up. I was on Rule 34. How often do you... do you peruse?
I mean, I feel like that's something I should keep to myself.
But it's cool to sit here and fucking look at it with me, but you can't...
I mean, as long as it's the right kind of stuff, what are you looking at?
I mean, you can see.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little bit more...
Don't think Robo-Curie is hot?
I mean, does she have a robo-dick?
She's a robo-woman.
So?
What do you mean, so?
You just go buy, like, DLC.
Okay, hold on. I'm all for cartoons. I'm for fucking...
Welcome back to Atomic Radio Hour, the show that dives into the wreckage that is post-apocalyptia. I'm your host, Declan, and I'm also here with...
Your internet browsing host, Vince.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Vince, how you doing?
I'm right. Yeah? I don't know if that was hot cringe or not, but...
Well, only editing can tell.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
I was
thinking about it all day.
Yeah, you were thinking about Rule 34 all day?
All day, every day.
Oh, of course.
Hentai or die.
And that's going to be on a shirt.
Yo.
So, how was your New Year's? It's New Year's. We talked about it last time.
Yeah. Let's not have the recap of last week's show again.
Humbug Part 3. I would like to talk about some lore.
Oh, you want to get right into it.
Oh, I want to get right into it.
Let's get right on into it.
Because you know what? I'm going to cover a fan favorite. And maybe fan favorite's not the right word.
Yeah.
Maybe more like fan mortal enemy. Because we're going to talk about some very good New Vegas content. We're talking Cazadores. See, Cazadores are these beautiful, fun creatures for the uninitiated.
I'm looking at this page with you right now, just the overview of Cazadores, and I love that it says, Cazadores are mutated insects found in the Mojave Wasteland, Big MT, Zion Canyon, and Utah. Just Utah.
And Utah.
We didn't give it a name, we didn't think of like how Novak is no vacancy, just Utah.
Yeah. So, Cazadores are these beautiful, horrible creatures that you can find in New Vegas and the surrounding areas. They're big old bugs. And, I'm not sure if any of you guys are into bugs or not.
Cazadores are giant tarantula hawk spider wasps.
Yeah, they're...
The only way you can make that worse, if it was like tarantula hawk spider wasp Nazi zombie... Fucking Kilimanjaro running riot.
Just tack on more bad.
Dinosaurus Rex, yeah.
Yeah. Like, these things, I think the scariest part about Cazadores, aside from them having stupid amounts of damage, is that...
They fly?
They fly, part B. And part C, they're actually real. They are based off real tarantula hawks, and that's terrifying. I'll put a little thing in the video. But, yeah, these guys are kind of ugly and scary.
I don't fucking see this.
Yeah, look at that shit.
Show me this. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Is that eating a tarantula?
What, the other one? Yeah.
If you put that on the video, I am contractually obligated to call my lawyer and say that's a racial thing against my people. That's disgusting.
Of the tarantulan people.
That's, I don't want to see that. All right, I close, want her coming home with my daughter either.
All right, I closed it out. But hey, those were in Costa Rica, so glad you didn't see any of those.
Tarantula hawks are in, these things are in Costa Rica?
Yeah. You had the opportunity to personally witness cazadores. Consider that.
How are they in California?
They're also in the north.
You know this to be factual.
The southwest.
You know this to be factual?
Yeah, based on like all the stuff like San Jose, California.
San Jose.
Yeah. New Mexico. They're all in that zone of like the southwest.
Did you ever watch Futurama?
Not regularly. I've seen a few episodes.
You know how it takes place in New York?
Yeah. And old New York's just under it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine like New Mexico.
How many layers of Mexico are there? So these things suck, but you'll know you found a cazador because of their distinctive amber-orange wings on the blue-black carapace, and they have bloody red eyes.
Carapace. It's a cool fucking word.
Yeah. They are some pretty hard-hitting guys and gals.
The cazador's original breeding ground is the Z14. How do you say that?
Pepsine?
Pepsine DNA splicing lab in the Big Mountain. I read that as Z14 Palestine. I don't know why.
I mean, maybe Palestine's working on cazadores. But you didn't hear that from us. They were meant to compete with Night Stalkers.
Fucking, I feel like I covered these when we did the monster lore. Like,
yeah.
14 episodes ago?
Yeah.
But I don't remember hearing that.
It's a good, this is a good refresher, if that's the case. These things are nasty because of their poison. So, like, getting hit by one, yeah, it hurts a lot. But the poison, that's 8 seconds of,
Over
30 seconds.
So does that mean over 30 seconds you take 8 damage, or every second of 30 seconds you take 8?
I'm pretty sure it's every second of 30 seconds you take 8.
So what's 8 times 30? I don't know, because, get ready, he's gonna say it, public school.
So, there's some special cazadores, like some ginormous fucking ones from Lonely Hearts. No, that's not what it's called. It's called Honest Hearts.
Isn't there a Lonely Hearts?
No.
What is Lonely Hearts?
It doesn't, that's not a thing. I just always mess it up. There's also, since they come from Big Mountain, there's a special one in Old World Blues that's like super boosted and ridiculous. And that one's called Specimen 73.
Hold on, go back up. I was just reading the little like flavor text.
Yeah.
It says, oh, and the tarantula hawk can't splice enough. I always say, especially if you can make a magnificent cazador. So, like, this dude is making them? Like, I guess
that... Yeah, Dr. Boris made them.
Okay, so he named them the cazador.
Yeah, I would say so.
So, like... I've never played this DLC. Mm-hmm. Dr. Boris, I'm assuming, is a brain jar?
Yeah, he's one of the brain jars.
So they don't have any exposure to the outside world, right? They just
stay. Well, they used to be people.
Yeah, but when did they not become people anymore?
When they put their brains in jars.
Which was when?
Well, that's actually kind of interesting, because Dr. Mobius changed their chronometers for them to not have accurate readings of time. Because apparently, according to Dr. Boris... He created the cazadores in 2003, but that might not be the actual date that it was created, but it was the date at which his chronometer said he did.
So was he human, or was he...
He was probably robot at that point.
In 2003?
Well, that... He scrambled the timekeeping device. So that he could have been turned into a robot at, like, 2170 for all I care. But someone just, like, scrambled his clock.
Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me see something. All right, so on his wiki page, Dr. Boris's wiki page,
mm-hmm.
there's this picture of him. But I'm not seeing a year anywhere. Oh, wait, no, that's...
Yeah.
Down to the end of the hall is ball storage. For jocks who like balls. Like Richie Marcus. Do you hear me, Betsy? Richie likes balls.
There are some really choice quotes from the brain jar people. Like, there's some of them are so funny. Like, yeah, have you ever seen one, Dick Fingers?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
That one's funny.
Yeah, I don't... I'm actually a little upset, because I'd like to know... Because, think about
this. This is my favorite DLC from New Vegas.
You've said that before. If you make it where it's... if you make it where it's, like, if he's a robo-brain person thing, And he's saying that they're Cazadores. How did everyone outside know they're Cazadores if they have no access to the outside world? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, how are they just not called? Like,
I'm sure just kind of like lore and legend, word of mouth.
Because, like, Cazador is Spanish for hunter.
Yeah.
And because you're in South California
and like
Nevada and shit. Like, it makes sense that it'd be like, okay, there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people that would have been there.
And, like, different influence on language.
Yeah, but, like...
Like Mariposa. Butterfly.
But that's pre-war.
Yeah. Well, because the, like... Because Cazadores were, like... They're actually, like, kind of a thing. I can see how it could have translated through the ages.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, why is he calling them Cazadores? Like... He's calling them Cazadores, and then they were put out into the wasteland and were continued to be called Cazadores. What I think they should have been... They shouldn't have been called that. He should have called them Cazadores or Specimen 73, like they're referred to. And then the people outside called them Cazadores. So if the dialogue was...
Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
That's what doesn't make sense.
Like, separation of nomenclature.
Like, if you were to have... Like, in... what is it called? In Nuka World, they have gator claws.
Yeah.
But, like, they were called something else. They were alligators that were mutated.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So, like, the scientists refer to them as mutated alligators, where I don't think they ever, the scientists holotape, the recordings, ever refer to them as gator claws. But the people refer to them as gator claws.
Because that's what they're just known as. Because
they look like death claws.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's little things like that. Like, I was talking to someone the other day about how, like, there's no, like, they don't, I don't think I've ever heard, and I could be wrong, reference to a cow.
Yeah, it's all Brahmin.
Yeah. So, and I don't think horses exist. I think the closest thing to a horse is a Giddy-Up Buttercup. So they must, like, you would think, because there's no knowledge and people don't know how to read, you would hear a horse and they go, what does it look like? And they'd point at a Giddy-Up Buttercup.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, it's a toy. Like, people used to ride these. Like, how is there not an entire civilization that is just hell-bent on figuring out how to ride Giddy-Up Buttercups?
Hey, future game, you never know.
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know,
like,
what you mean, though.
It's just, like, it could even be like a Giddy-Up Buttercup, like a Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Like a Fallon's toy department, or just a Fallon's toy store. And it's just like a group of people that are trying to get this massive Giddy-Up Buttercup to work. And it's like, we have these, and Bethesda, if you're hearing this, I want my 10%. If you're actually going to put lore in a game, but I actually like 76. There's plenty of lore. It was a joke. Haha. but like, think about how cool it'd be, like an entire civilization, like the Atom Cats.
Yeah.
But like, they're trying, like, they're like,
but for toys.
But like, these are organic. They live off grass because they're getting half-ass knowledge of what a horse was. And half-assed knowledge of what a Giddy-Up Buttercup is.
And putting it together in a blender.
And they're getting, like... Like, even if like, the town that they live in is, like, Equus, or, like, Equine.
Yeah.
Like, Horse.
Yeah.
Like, Nay.
Yeah. Nay? Yeah, I can see that. That'd be actually really interesting.
That's my favorite part of the game. It's, like, these weird fucking... We don't know how the old world
like,
works.
Like, Canterbury Commons. Like, that shit was so... Like,
yes.
That is zany, funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's why I always take Wild Wasteland.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? I would like Wild Wasteland if more random shit happened, and it's not just random shit happens in these places.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I went to that place, and the grannies are like, I'll bake you some fucking cookies.
Like, in Freeside?
Yeah.
The Freeside grannies? Bless.
Thank you.
Beyond just Cazadores, put yourself in this brain space of being a crazy mad scientist. Make me a very good mutant. On the spot.
Okay, of what?
Anything.
Just anything.
Make me a mutant monster.
Okay. This is one I've actually had a scoot over a bit.
Yeah.
Sorry. This is actually one that I've had an idea for a while. There's no pigs.
Right.
But imagine if, like, there was a small sect of pigs, or even, like, guinea pigs, that were mutated into, like, pig pigs, and, like, there was a raider who would feed people to the pigs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting. It sounds gross.
Like, just think about how, like, I think there's a lot of animals that haven't been used.
Yeah.
And I birds.
Because they, like, died out.
Birds!
Yeah, there could be a lot of crazy birds.
Like, there's crows.
Yeah.
And Fallout 3 had birds, but there's nothing that's like imagine a mutated eagle. Like, eagles are huge.
Yeah.
Imagine an eagle that's like another, like, two times its size.
Yeah, like a mutated hawk or eagle would be crazy.
And it has like razor sharp feathers and shit.
Yeah. Oh my god. That sounds incredible.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. It's just like, oh man, now I want to like draw something like that.
I think it'd be so tight.
Any friends of the show, draw us a mutated eagle. That shit would be crazy. It'd be scary.
How come there is no spiders in Fallout? That's something that always bothered me.
Because there's spiders in the Elder Scrolls.
And?
And they need to differentiate their games instead of reusing things.
Yeah, I mean, Scorcher Beasts are just dragons that they fucking dragged and dropped in and put new skins on, essentially.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, just put spiders in it, but put different skins on them.
Yeah. I could imagine, like, I guess the honey beasts are kind of spiders.
The who?
You know the honey beasts from 76?
No.
You never fought a honey beast?
No.
Oh my god, they're the fucking worst.
Look it up.
I will. I'm gonna pull it up.
Like, spell it. H-U-N-N-Y?
No, like H-O-N-E-Y. Like, honey is in the food.
How did I spell it?
H-U-N-N-Y.
Public school, I saw. Yeah. I'm sorry. I sorry, I almost said. Honey beasts.
They're fucking terrifying.
What the fuck?
They're terrifying.
They look like hermit crabs. Put this in the...
Yeah. It's a honey beast. It shoots bees out of it that attack you and swarm you. It's actually kind of the fucking worst thing ever.
Fuck.
Yeah. Hey, look at that beautiful boy.
It's all pixelated.
No, it'll load.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay, I don't know about you, but you remember that episode of SpongeBob where they go to Sandy's tree dome? And they fucking show the close-up of the butterfly?
Yeah.
I still have nightmares about that episode.
Really?
That's terrifying. Oh, look at the cat. Oh my god, we're not making good radio.
No, we're not.
We're looking at pictures.
Yeah, we're not making very good radio.
Have you fought the frog?
No, never fought
frog. Oh, dude, it's so cool.
Really?
Yeah. I love the frog. No, dude, I've never fought
a... What about like a snallygaster?
I think that's what they're called. One, I think.
They scare the shit out of me because they're so fast.
I like their teeth.
I think Fallout 76 really shined in its monsters.
Yeah.
It's got some good monsters.
Like, there's ants. The tick. I never thought of a tick.
Yeah, the ticks, they, like, freaked me out in the beginning of the game.
Who, what's your, like, top five Pokemon?
Top five Pokemon?
Doesn't have to be exact. Just give me, like, top, like, five that you really like.
I really like Ampharos. Like Gardevoir. I'm good doing final evolutions.
Okay.
I like Blaziken, Gengar,
tight,
and Absol. Really like.
I like, if I had to pick real quick,
yeah,
Dragonite, Swampert, Snorlax, Tyranitar, Butterfree.
Butterfree.
I love Butterfree.
Just like the
like when Butterfree leaves and doesn't come back.
Yeah.
I don't know why, when I first learned about how to, like, Eevee train, you can make a really tight Butterfree.
Really?
I forget what it is. It's like, you stun them or put them to sleep, and then you do, like, quiver dance, and then you put, like, I forget what attack it is, but you do a stupid amount of damage with Butterfree.
Really?
Like competitively, it's not, like, an S-tier Pokemon, but, like, you can do some damage
yeah.
with Butterfree.
I mean, you don't have to have an S-tier Pokemon in every slot.
No, but I remember, like, playing it, and I was like, I'm getting me a Butterfree, and I'm going to rock with Butterfree. Because I like bug types, but none of them are good. And I got it to, like, level 80, and it was, like, one of my top Pokemon, and, like, I beat the Elite Four and shit. Like, it was...
That's awesome.
Yeah, like, it's a very underrated... Like, it's very, very strong. Like, really strong. But I would love to see a Butterfly.
Yeah, I'd love that. I feel like the Cazadores are just, like, too bastardized to be beautiful. But, like, seeing an actual, like, butterfly... Like, there's a monster in Subnautica that reminds me of a butterfly. If anyone's played it, it's the one that you find in, like, the kelp forest, like, really deep.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, messes with your, like, voice transponder, and it's like, please look at the beautiful monster, come towards the light, and it like lures you towards it.
No way.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
Wolves, we've seen wolves.
Yeah, because like mongrels and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see like an elephant.
Yeah, but like,
them be passive creatures, because elephants really aren't...
They're not very aggressive.
No, like, imagine that irradiated with, like, extra tusks.
Yeah.
And, like, another trunk.
Oh, that could be so weird.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I think what Fallout's missing, to be completely honest with you, 76, I really think 76 is missing mounts.
Yeah, I think mounts would be so freaking rad.
Yeah, like, and especially now that everybody thinks that Red Dead 2 is good because it's a horse-raising simulator, I think it'd be really cool to, like, you have to take care of your mount. Like, it's already a soft survival.
Yeah.
Like, make it where you have to, like, really, like, okay, you have, say, a mutant hound that you ride. Like, you have to make sure it drinks, you have to make sure it eats, you have to make sure that it's pet and cleaned.
Dude, I just thought of an amazing monster. An ostrich, but it's kind of, like, reverted more to the dinosaur-y kind of thing.
Yo.
So it's more like, it's kind of like a raptor.
Oh my
yeah.
god.
How fucking rad would that be?
What would we call it?
Raptor? I don't know.
Oh, shit. That was fucking ass. I'm so sorry.
Like an ostrosaurus or something.
Yo. How would it be taller?
I'd say it'd be, like, taller and, like, maybe, like, a bit thinner. And, like, its neck would be, like, would, like, droop down instead of going, like, kind of straight up. Oh, I think it'd be, like, nasty.
Are there... There's rats in the new one, right?
Yeah. There's opossums. Is there rats?
There's not rats?
I can't recall.
Let's look it up.
If they are, I mean, there's always, like, mole rats.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna look it up because mole rats exist.
Yeah, mole rats exist.
What would be, like...
Yo, owls? Yo, we can get some cool-ass owls.
No, you know what would be cool? Not even just, like irradiated owls that have, like, bigger talons, but if raiders found out how to train owls so they weren't nocturnal, or if they were, there were some that were nocturnal and some that weren't nocturnal, but they could scout out.
And, like, if you see, like, birds, like, above you, you know you're close to a raider camp.
Yeah, like, you know, not even falcons, because owls are stealthy.
Yeah.
And, like, not that they could, like, speak owl, like, they wouldn't be like, whoo, at each other, but, like, but, like, the owl could give signs of, like...
Yeah.
Like, if it came back and took its talon and squeezed it three times, it's like, oh, there's three people coming to the north.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
So...
Like,
they'd really be the talon company. I was also going to say moon goons because of, like, owls in the moon.
No. But, moon goons is really funny.
Yeah.
It's really funny. I really like moon goon.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving it to you.
I know.
That's my favorite Death Grips album. Goons on the Moon. I think... Did you ever play The Last of Us?
Yeah, but I never finished it because I'm an asshole.
Did you get to the giraffe part?
No, I don't think I did.
All right, so without spoiling anything... Joel and Ellie the entire time are, like, getting to know each other.
Of course,
and loving each other. And learning that we all have flaws.
Yeah.
And, like, right before the game ends, I don't remember where they are. I think they might be, like... I don't know why I want to say they're in Pittsburgh. I don't know. I think they get to PA at some point. I don't remember. Not a big deal.
I remember they, like, get to a city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're at a zoo, or, like, where a zoo used to be. And there's a scene where they, like... just kind of find these giraffes, and everybody talked about this scene, that it's, like, such a human moment and this and that, and it's cool, but, like, imagine an irradiated giraffe.
That sounds like it could be scary.
Yeah. That'd be really tight.
Yeah, I'm not sure what would be different about it.
What if they shrunk?
All right, so they're smaller, so more like giraffe ponies.
Giraffies?
No, I don't know.
Like, I think a tiger is too...
Yeah, it's easy.
Pigeons. Oh my god, pigeons.
They can just, like, dive bomb. Like the Rax from Borderlands.
Oh.
Like, they hit you and explode.
Oh my god.
Jesus. I think we've seen foxes before, or, like...
Have we?
I think we have.
I don't... Alligators.
See, I would like to see, like... rabbits, but, like, batshit crazy rabbits that are, like,
yeah,
feral.
Yeah.
Like, feral rabbits.
I think a turtle.
Huh.
Like, a big, like, Galapagos tortoise.
Yeah, and he's, like, I feel like they'd, like, hang out by the water kind of like mud crabs do, but they're, like,
yeah,
huge. Like, massive, like, car-sized animals.
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever fight the hermicrab that, like, it's a hermicrab, but its body's a bus?
Yeah.
Like, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like...
That shit's so tight.
I mean, I think this is Chinese mythology, but imagine, like, these people that they came together and they have, like, small... Like, is gypsy offensive?
I'm actually not sure.
If it is, I apologize.
Like, nomadic, like, people?
Yeah, but, like, they live on these the giant backs of these turtles.
Huh.
Like, imagine, like, not, like, yeah, huge, but, like, enough where you could put, like, a camp down.
Yeah. That'd be actually really interesting.
Yeah, and they just kind of...
Like, they move slowly.
With
yeah,
the turtles. Like, yeah, all right, we know that we're going to go south once. And, like, the turtles don't care because they feed them.
Yeah, they just keep going.
Yeah. But think about that. Like, your house dies. You have to find another...
Damn, I got to find a new house.
Yeah. Camels... I just think the game needs mounts. If they're gonna, like, if Fallout 5 has as big a map as 76,
you need to have mounts. Like, I'm sick of fast travel. It's convenient, but it feels cheap. I want, like, fast movement that allows me to behold the game. You make these beautiful worlds, but I'm skipping over it because I'm lazy.
Yeah, I don't know, and it's not even that. I don't have time to walk from here to here. I don't have time to walk from 76 to the White Spring. I don't. I have other shit to do. When I'm playing a video game to escape. Yeah. And it's awesome that I could look off into the distance and see all this shit and be like, wow, that's really pretty. Or like, wow, that's really cool. Or like I was just watching TV.
Yeah.
And like they showed a park that I went to in Atlanta. Like I walked there and I got like really excited. I was like, oh, I was there.
Yeah.
I was like, my uncle's house is like, and like, that's awesome. But, and especially people that like live in that area, you can be like, oh my God, like I went to school here. Or like, this is the park where I got my first hand job in. But like, it's.
Yeah.
I don't have time to fucking walk through. And I think special guest Kyle once told me that if you put running in a game, it makes the world feel bigger.
Huh, really?
I think he said he read something. This was going back years, like 6-7 years. I think he told me because they announced running in Skyrim, and that's like a thing to announce.
Yeah, I mean, it was 2011, a different time.
And he was saying that, like, because of it being some sort of addition to the show, to the game,
mm-hmm,
that, like, it would make the world feel bigger because it makes you in more of a rush.
And I think the same thing is kind of going with Red Dead. They give you this really awesome horse that goes real fast and has beautiful cinematics. But, like...
It's boring.
It's a little boring. I mean, I really need to play more Red Dead. Because I think it could be really good, and I'm a sucker for a good story. So, especially because I don't have any preset expectations.
What isn't fun is when Dutch looks at you and he's like, Arthur, you have to go out and... rob 14 more trains, my boy. And then, like, it's like, okay, where is it? Oh, I gotta go. Yeah. Okay, so, hold on. If for everybody at home, I was growing out a beard for, like, 4 years, and New Year, New Me. I shaved everything off but a handlebar mustache, and I left a little soul patch so I could look like Dutch. Because I like Dutch. I think Dutch is a good character. So, Declan and I just got back from playing D&D, and they were making fun of me, and I was like, I'm not gonna lie, I wanted to look like Dutch. And my favorite line from Dutch is from the entire series is with Arthur, or not Arthur, a good protagonist, John, actually runs into Dutch for the first time, and John's like, you gotta give it up, man, it's all over. And Dutch is like, of course, John. And he goes through like this whole monologue, and like Dutch realizes that he's beat, and he just goes, you know, this man here married himself a whore. And, like, the dude who does Dutch did such a good time. You can like, hear him shake, like, in disgust when he says, whore. So, like, I have this fucking doofy handlebar mustache and a soul patch.
And, like, the way that he, like, accentuates his face, yeah, it's perfect.
Like,
it's
so the character.
It's so perfect and funny. Like, and I can't handle it. It's so funny.
So Dutch will go to you, he's like, boy, I need you to go and rob some trains for me and Hosea. And you're like, all right there, Dutch. So you leave, and you're the only person robbing trains, and then an area that you'd like to hang out in, you have a $400 bounty, and you only make $300. So it's like, well, fuck, now I can't hang out here.
Yeah.
And I gotta go look at fucking trees and shit. Like, I don't go hiking the area we live in is known for hiking.
Yeah.
I do not go hiking.
Because you can go hiking here. That's not escaping.
No, not exactly. Yeah. Like, why do I don't want to fucking... Look at them fucking trees.
Yeah.
Like, and then don't even get me started towards the end of the game where you meet the Native Americans. Nothing against the Native Americans, but there's so much fucking walking in the woods and just, the people out here do not respect our land. And, like, I think Native Americans are some of the most interesting people because there's none of them left. Because the white man came here and fucking slaughtered them all. And they have such an... They have an appreciation for nature the way the Japanese have an appreciation for everything. And that I find fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, raw fish on rice is a form of high art in Japan. And that shit, to me, is fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the Native Americans are probably the most interesting. There's a part where you have to, like, go to this camp and find, like the peace pipe. You find, like, a pipe, like a ceremonious pipe.
Yeah.
And, like, the history of the Native Americans was really interesting, but the fucking 25-minute galloping
between one place to one place
was
not fun. Yeah. Just because a game is big doesn't mean that it's interesting in between the objectives.
Just because the game has a lot of little shit going on doesn't mean it's good. Just because you forced your employees to work over 100 hours a week doesn't mean it's good.
In fact, that is kind of bad. It's incredibly bad and horrible and harmful to the industry.
And this is going to... There's going to be someone who calls me a hypocrite because I was thinking about it when I was at work today. And I realized that I sounded like a hypocrite. When you make a game, side quests are some of the best parts of the game. But if your main story is not interesting, your game is not interesting.
I can see where you're coming from.
Because not everybody has the 400 to 900 hours to sink into Red Dead 2 to get everything out of it.
Yeah, some people just want to go through, get a cursory glance at everything around,
and
have some fun, and then put it down.
So that's what I've always liked about, like, Fallout 3, you can blast through the whole story in, like, 5 hours.
Yeah.
And
I think the speed run for it is, like, 40 minutes.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
I thought it was, like, 2 hours. But what I'm saying is that... Hold on, let's see this. 15 minutes?
Yeah. Any percent, you can get 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. Holy 15 See, minutes.
I thought it was like 40.
I thought it was like 2 hours.
Nah.
Holy shit. You know the last time I checked what the Fallout 3 speedrun was?
When?
Record? 2011?
All right, then that makes sense. Somebody probably found a really easy bug to just like zoom through.
There's a thing where you like jump over rocks.
Yeah.
And you like land in the Citadel and you open up a door. Inside, from, like, the inside of the Citadel, you open up a door and it, like, puts you in the Citadel. And it, like, automatically throws you into power armor training.
No.
It's, I could be wrong. I haven't seen the video in a while. And I remember it was, like, a 2-hour video. And I was skipping through it just to see... When were these videos? 2016, 2018? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Go on and watch one.
Yeah, I mean, we can watch one together when this is over. Because they're 15 minutes long.
Yeah, that's nothing.
No, but... You can... This is probably exploiting glitches and shit.
And all that stuff,
yeah. But if you know how to play the game, and even if you just were out exploring, you can just find the...
Yeah.
If you just find the garage where Vault 12 is, I'm pretty sure you can just walk in and be like, is this my father?
Hi, I'm looking for Dad.
Like, so...
And you know what that probably does? It probably does the failsafe.
What do you mean?
When you're in Tranquility Lane, the failsafe, the Communist Revolution...
Oh.
Yeah, you can skip Tranquility Lane by going into the house
and doing the speed run.
Yeah, the speed run.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, if you know how to, like, click a gnome, click a picture, click a car, click a...
Yeah.
Like, you could do it. But, like, you can beat Fallout 3 without exploiting anything probably 2 hours.
Yeah, I'd say around 2 hours.
And but, like, the main thing about the game is go explore.
Yeah, that's kind of the point, yeah. To explore post-apocalyptic America.
Also... There's a lot of open space, but a lot of it is interesting. I can only look at trees and grass for so long. And you know what? GTA, you at least have the radio.
See, Fallout, you have the radio.
But, like, Red Dead.
You don't have the radio.
I got an old cowboy who smells, and I have to listen to him grunt and moan. Like,
basically, yeah.
And, like, you wind up talking to the people you pass because you're so bored.
Yeah, like I said, I really got nothing to go off of.
No, so I don't want to ruin it for you, but, like, I was really excited for 2. There was how many fucking episodes where we talked about it for, like, 10, 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah, easily.
You know what I mean? So when I got into it, and, like, I knew going into it, I was going to be like, there's a high possibility I'm just going to hate it because it's new.
Yeah.
And
I feel like you have, like, decent gripes with it, though. Like, you have backing.
Yeah. There's a side quest where these two, I think they're brothers, are trying to hook up with the same girl.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, oh, old bean, why don't you shoot bottles off of my head? And, like, you're not doing anything fun. You're doing mundane activities, not in an interesting way.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, punch me in the face. And it's just like, it's not even like, punch me in the face. And it's bow. It's like, punch me in the face. And he's like, sure you want me to do that? And he's like, yeah, come on. I'm a man. I'm not no Mary. And then you're like, are you absolutely sure? Like, let me fucking just punch him.
Yeah.
Like, let me just get, like, I'm not.
Like Face McShooty.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to get any money out of this. I'm not going to get fame out of this.
I just want to punch a dude in the face.
Like, and then, and it's so bothersome to get caught by the law.
Really?
Like, I just want to go into a town and shoot people. Like, I want the escapism. I want the escapism of being an outlaw walking in town and going, this town ain't big enough for the two of us.
Yeah. I definitely see what you're talking about.
I don't. There's a big difference between real life and a game and escapism. And I've been really, like, into the idea of escapism lately. And, I mean, what's your favorite form of escapism?
Video games?
Yeah. Mine's that and sleep.
Yeah. I think I'd rather escape to a game than to sleep.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I do the human function that is rest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I would much rather, like, play D&D or, like, play any role-playing game, for that matter, than sleep to escape. I think it's much more fun to have this creative magic world.
Do you dream a lot?
I do, but I don't remember them ever.
Really?
I only remember it if it was, like, a nightmare.
Really?
And it, like, leaves an impact. Like, if I need to get up and go downstairs and get a glass of water, I'm going to remember it.
Really?
Yeah, otherwise my dreams, I always dream, but I never remember it.
See, I dream every night, sometimes multiple times a night, and remember, like, I don't remember a dream I had a week ago, but I'll think about the dream all day.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, recently I had one that was, it was literally, I shit you not, a Fallout quest.
Yeah?
Like, it came up, and it was like, like, dun, dun. Like, it was like, oh, you unlock this quest and shit. And, like, I was in this mansion.
Yeah.
And there was, like, zombies or some shit. And, like, I was there with my mom. And, like, I know people don't like hearing dreams, so I'll keep it brief. But, like, something happened where it was my mom, my brother, my sister, and I. And something fucking happened where somebody was like, we're like, oh, let's go outside. And I was like, all right, I got to repair the shed because zombies are getting out from the shed. And my brother goes, hey, I think something's up with these zombies. And the zombie looks over at me and goes, keep your mouth shut. And I was like, the fuck? So I had, like, these brass knuckles with a spike on them.
Yeah.
I think they're called a trench spike. And I was walking up to him and I was going, like, I was just murking zombies left and right. And, like, something happened where, like, we were in the mansion, but we were in my living room. And you know how my living room is set up?
Yeah.
And
just leave a little diagram for the full tale.
No, I don't need people knowing how I live.
I'm just kidding.
And, like, I was hiding behind the door, and my brother would answer the door, and these were, like, these weird, irradiated, like, zombie-esque people, and he would, like, let them in the house, and I'd be like, bow, bow, motherfucker, and just, like, it was just, like, and I remember that, and that was, like, that was two months ago.
Because it was a cool dream.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, I woke up, and, like, I was late to work, because I had to tell my mom everything about it.
Really?
Because it was just one of those, like,
like, really cool ones?
Like, sit the fuck down and get some popcorn, because I got a story to tell.
I've got a really, like, vivid one that I remember from my childhood, and I don't remember
when. Oh, is it the porch? The thing with the back porch you were telling me about?
The bee? That's a different story. Because I think that actually happened.
I have a story like that.
But there's one where I was really young when I dreamed it. And I don't remember anything about it except, like, I was trapped in, like, a Walmart or, like, a Kmart, like a box store. And listen, because this one, like, scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
Where is there a Kmart?
I don't know. It was just any given
Kmart
or Walmart.
I was going to say, we didn't have Target.
Yeah. But, like, I was trapped, and, like, all the doors were locked, and, like, there was only, like, half of the lights on, and then, like, these, like, mad scientists came on over the speakers and was like, we're releasing the monsters. And then, like vampires and, like, Frankenstein and, like, Cyclopses were, like, released.
The Dr. Frankenstein?
They're just, like...
He's walking around, like, a medical clipboard.
But, like, all of the... Like, just a bunch of different, like, monsters were released into Walmart. And I was, like, hiding behind, like, a Doritos rack, like, trying not to get caught by, like, a Cyclops. Really? Yeah, it was super interesting. I don't remember how I, like, woke up or, like, what else happened. But I remember being trapped in a Walmart for, like, hours fighting against monsters.
Way.
Yeah, and I was really young, too.
Really?
It was... I was so young that this was before the Walmart even existed. In
it's always been there.
The old...
You just said...
I'll beat that out. It was before the new Walmart
even existed. Oh, the existed. New one where the hardware store is now.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was that long ago.
Wow.
Yeah, like, isn't that crazy one?
Yeah.
That's, like, one of the dreams that I remember.
I have a dream that I don't know if it was a dream or not. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't remember ever asking anybody, but it was when I went to public school. And I remember being in the hallway, and I think I was in, like, third or fourth grade, and throwing up.
Really?
Yeah, and I remember just sitting on, one of the... Remember those, like, metal chairs they used to let us sit on? Like, not the folding chairs. They were just, like, metal chairs.
Yeah.
Sitting in that and, just a grown-ass man, like, just thrown up after a night of drinking. Like, just, I remember sitting, like, you can't see at home, but like this.
Yeah.
To demonstrate to my friend who's next to me.
Like, forearms, like, on your knees.
Yeah, just, like, my head between my knees, and I'm just, like, throwing up, and I think I was crying.
I mean, I would.
And, like, I used to, when I was in school, when I was little, and I would throw up, because I threw up in school, like, once a year. I don't know why, when I was little.
You just, like, get sick. Thing. Yeah.
I remember I would cry and, like, be like, I just want my mom to rub my back.
Oh.
Like, it just being a little dude.
Poor kid.
But, like, I remember this, and then I don't remember anything else about it. And, like, I said something to my mom, and she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, did I have the flu in, like, the fourth grade?
Huh.
And she's like, why would I remember that? I'm like, I don't fucking know. But, like, I genuinely do not. And, like, I kind of don't want to know if it was a dream or not.
Hmm.
But...
I think dreams are insane.
Yeah, do you think you can, like, interpret something about yourself through a dream?
I don't know.
There was a dream I once had, and this is no bullshit. I don't remember everything about it, but I remember, I think I was, like, and this is going to sound fucking, I hate that I'm about to say this, but you need context for the story. I was going through my, like, I'm 14 and I've had my heart broken for the first time phase, like most people do.
Yeah.
And I remember walking through a white... An entirely white thing, and I walked up to three of my friends, and they were like, dude, it's time to stop. And, like, they hugged me, and I, like, went to the next kid, and he, like, shook my hand and put his hand on my... Because we were, like, oddly... what's the word? Oddly, like, professional children
at, like, 13, like, everyone 14. Was wearing, like, business suits?
No. Like, 13, 14, we always shook each other's hand.
I guess you're right.
Like, I remember Steven, I would go up to him and, like, try to give him dap, and he'd be like, we're men, we shake hands.
Hmm.
So, like, I didn't really ever, like, do one of those with someone who I, like, unless I wasn't close with you, I didn't with you. And for those who can't see, I was doing one of those where you clap your hands together and slide them back, and then pull the fingers back together, because that's sanitary. But so is shaking hands. It's still you're grasping a hand.
Yeah, nasty hand grabber.
But, like, I remember going up to one kid, and I, like, remember the two out of the three kids that were in it. And I walked up, and he's like, it's time to let go. And the other guy was like, don't worry, man, it's going to be all right. And, like, the third one, I don't remember who it was, but, like, they said some encouraging shit.
Hmm.
And I was, and, like, looking back.
Did that help you?
No. You know who I am.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But, like... Thinking back on it, I'm like, should I have interpreted that better at a different time?
Hmm.
Also, another thing I've been thinking about a lot lately is when you learn a lesson, how long does it take for the lesson to be learned?
Just in general?
Like, say, like, excuse me, I have to take a drink. My throat is parched.
This is the drinking song. Da 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 da.
Drink.
like, when you learn a lesson, like, say, like, you had a friend fuck you over for, like, $25, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you learn that lesson of, all right, I don't lend friends money anymore. Like, you might learn the first part of the lesson, which is, like, don't lend friends money.
Or just, like, be careful who you lend money to. Yeah.
But, like, Yeah. I made a motion at you. They couldn't see it.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But is there also, like, another part to the lesson that you just, like, that you don't learn for another 5-10 years? And then after that, you learn another lesson that throws the first two lessons totally out.
Yeah, like, I don't know. We're, like, constantly learning machines.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say.
So, like, if you mess up in one aspect and you continually mess up, and it's like, I see the problem, I identify the problem as the problem is happening, but why am I not learning the lesson?
Hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of interesting. I mean, I think that I feel like that makes me sound conceited because I think my own idea is interesting. But I think it's interesting to kind of look past yourself,
like big picture.
Yeah, and think about like
the meaning behind actions.
Like you and I could go through the same experience, right? Like say you and I go out and something happens. Yeah. Say we go to White Castle and we watch two people get into a fight.
Yeah,
and the lesson you take away from it is don't start trouble with people who you don't know. And the lesson I learned is don't fucking talk shit in public.
Yeah. Like
it's two very different lessons.
And your previous perspective informs how you interpret things.
Yeah. And like things that you've done that in your life are, I guess, projected is the right word onto this scenario.
Huh. Never really thought of it.
Because I think I'm more of like a reserved person when it comes to shit like that. Like if I see two people fighting in public, my first response isn't like, okay, guys, we can settle this down and talk about it. My first thing is like, what is the fight about? I want to know.
Yeah.
And then, oh, this dude slapped your girlfriend's ass? Yeah, beat the shit out of him. Where you'd probably be like, and this is an assumption, but you'd probably be like, all right, man, chill. Like, we can all get it. I shouldn't do that voice. I'm not trying to undermine you. I apologize. But it shouldn't be like, you'd probably be like, all right, man, we could chill and we can talk about this. And maybe he didn't realize I was your girlfriend. Maybe he thought this was just not that it makes it right to just smack somebody's ass.
Yeah.
But like,
I mean, I'm feeling kind of clocked because you're right.
You know what I mean?
Because you know how I conflict resolve.
Yeah.
Because we've been together for so long. Yeah.
That, come on.
Yeah.
Don't make me sound like I'm.
No, no. We've been friends forever.
Yeah.
But like, we know each other. We know how we tick.
So like, the lesson you took from that and the lesson I take from this hypothetical, two different things, but we're kind of getting the same message in a sense.
Of like,
which is don't be a fuck.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of life is boiled down to...
Just don't be a fuck.
Don't be a fuck.
It's one of the rules on our Discord.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like, just don't be an asshole is like the last rule.
Really?
Or something. Yeah, hold on, I'll pull it up.
Oh, no, it's not don't be a fuck verbatim. Don't be a dick. Just don't be a dick.
Just don't be a dick. Yeah.
That's really funny.
It's like, it's good. It's like...
Yeah. No, it's
all-encompassing. Just don't be a dick.
Just fucking be cool. But no, I was thinking a lot about lessons and like the people you interact, like there's a thing I was listening to and they said the your five closest friends influence you more than anything else in your life. So the way your work ethic is, the things you like, the things that you involve yourself in. So it's like the people you keep around you really do have a big influence on who you are as a person.
Yeah. Just like by osmosis.
Yeah. And it's organic. And if you try to fit in with the cool kids, then it doesn't really... Yeah.
You're chasing nothing.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this, and I was actually talking to Steven about it the other day. And it was like, if you surround yourself with these people, and these people constantly tell you that they love you and that they want you around, but they keep doing all this fuck shit, like, how long does it take for you to get that lesson?
I don't know. I mean... I feel like it's that's like easy to
it's easy.
It's complicated.
Yeah,
because like there's
it's
so
easy
much
to identify, but it's hard to execute from there.
Because like especially because if someone says something and like they very much mean it, maybe the way that they're portraying that isn't being properly received on the other end. Like, I could say, man, I like your hat. And you could have been like, oh, he's making fun of my hat. You're like, oh, I really like your hat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, based on, like, tone?
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah, like last week's episode.
Did we do that?
What the fuck did you mean by that?
Yeah, exactly.
I put so much work into this show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly the situation.
Yeah.
So.
You were just so easy. You're so ready to shoot that down.
No.
We're not talking about it again.
But it's exactly that. Like, though the person might actually mean it, it's all this, like, big feedback loop. Yeah, it's a feedback loop is what it is.
The I told you I was talking about this with Steven, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The example I gave him is if somebody just, like, ostracized you from their life, like, what lesson is to be learned there?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and I didn't give him any context.
Yeah.
I just said, if somebody who you were friendly with said, fuck out of here, you have been ostracized. You are to be put on the island of misfit toys. Like, what lesson is there to learn? And you need the context. But I wasn't giving him the context because make a decision. Make an executive decision on a hard topic. Because it boils down to how much closure do you need?
I guess, yeah.
And I think that's something that a lot of people don't look into is closure.
Hmm.
Like, have you ever had, like a great conversation where you got a shit ton of closure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, isn't that, that's like...
That's a great feeling.
That's like a braingasm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you walk away like, oh my God, I feel great.
Yeah.
Like, let me smoke a cigarette quick. Like...
It's like when you get a really good night's sleep after a hard day's work.
I've never had a good night's sleep
in my life.
My back like, always hurts.
You need a new mattress.
Yeah.
But, like, that's how I would equate that. Like, it's like this, like, breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it's like having a weight being taken off of your chest.
Yeah.
But, like, I just, I don't know. I don't know why I've been so, like, introspective lately.
I guess it's just, like, people go through waves of, like, thought.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, there are some times where I feel like I'm more, like, thoughtful about things, and sometimes I'm just more like, eh, if it happens, it happens.
And if it doesn't?
It doesn't.
Yeah. I don't know. I used to hate watching movies for a long time because I would just pick them apart and be like, no, that obviously means that the character had gone through an amazing life. Like, shut the fuck up. Watch the movie. Like, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's movies that are made to be like that, and there's movies that are not made to be like that.
Like, brain junk food is how I would describe it.
Okay.
Someone described it to me like that, like, oh, this show is not really good, but I just like to watch it because it's like brain junk food.
Yes. And that's kind of how I feel, because we had, you, me, and special guest Kyle had made plans to go see Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. That movie with Steve Carell where he has the puppets,
mm-hmm.
like, I kind of want to see that more.
Yeah.
Just because, like... The Spider-Verse is a Marvel movie. I know how all Marvel movies work. They're very formulaic. I'm not being challenged.
Yeah, but this one is apparently really good.
Okay, fine. I understand that. But I know that it's going to be Peter Parker is old. Somehow the universes collide. Miles Morales is there. Huh, Spider-Gwen? Nick Cage? John Mulaney, and then it's like, we have to fight this bad guy. Oh no, we're gonna go through some hard shit. Maybe someone almost dies. And then, oh, it's the end of the movie, we won. Like, I know that there's going to be no... I know there's conflict, but the conflict is like...
There's no subversion of, what is it? What's that called?
What do you mean?
Of,
Subversion of disbelief?
No.
Is that even a real thing, or did I just make myself
You made sad? That up.
Expectation.
Yes. There's no subversion of expectation. But, like, sometimes you need that. Sometimes you just veg out and watch something really cool.
You know why I like the new Avengers? And I don't like the Marvel movies, but the reason why I like the newest one with Thanos, because
mm-hmm.
half of them, spoiler alert, I don't know, the movie made $40 billion.
Yeah.
But half of them are dead.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, look at that. But at the same time, it's like, Black Panther died, but there's another Black Panther movie that's coming out.
In like 2020.
Yeah. So I know he's not dead.
So there's gotta be some gimmick.
Yeah, and I doubt it's gonna be back in time, because there's nothing worse than a fucking prequel. Yeah. I genuinely don't think prequels are a good idea.
Really?
I don't think a prequel has ever been, because Red Dead 1. Was a mystery about who John Marston was. Red Dead 2 kind of told you a little too much about John. And they told you too much and not enough at the same time. Which is a story for another day.
Yeah.
But, like, the Star Wars prequels.
We don't talk about the Star Wars prequels. Exactly.
And why not? Because they seem like a cash grab.
I don't hate them.
No, and you know what? Every movie has its merits, right?
Yeah.
But, like, why the fuck did George Lucas need to say that a Jedi has midichlorian levels in his DNA or in his blood or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Why does that matter? It was fun because it was mysterious. John Marston was a good character because all you knew about him was as much as he was willing to say, and he wasn't willing to say that much. It made him that much more interesting.
Yeah, like the mystique behind it all.
Yeah. Like, you know how they say, you don't want to see how the sausage is made?
Yeah, I guess you're kind of right. Yeah.
I don't know who they are, but they say it.
They say.
I don't want to complain all the time. I'm just saying that, like, with a movie, like that Steve Carell movie, the movie looks gooder than a bitch. Like, and I've heard the story of that man before. I can't think of his name, but the character he plays, I heard the story on a podcast. I think it was like NPR or The Moth. And they were saying how, like, he got beat up by neo-Nazis and needed, like, something to deal with anxiety and PTSD. Or, I don't think PTSD is an official thing anymore. I think it's technically PTS now.
Is it?
Yeah, because I think disorder, it's not technically a disorder.
It's just like a thing that happens, yeah.
Yeah. No, but like, that movie, even though I kind of know how it ends, quote unquote, I'm not already familiar with the characters, I guess.
You want to see the journey.
Yeah, and that's why I don't like going to the movies, because everything's a remake or a sequel or a prequel.
See, like, at the same
imagine if they fucking made Pulp Fiction Zero. Look at you can't see the face he's making, but imagine if they took one of the greatest cinematic...
Disgust.
The greatest cinematic adventures of all time. Something so incredibly genuine and something so incredibly unique, even though it's Tarantino and he's pulling from everything everywhere. That, like, the dialogue in that movie is incredible. But imagine if they...
The timing is unreplaceable.
The soundtrack.
God.
How much fucking good music did you find out about that movie because of the... How much good music did you find out of that movie just because of you owning the soundtrack on vinyl?
Yes.
Like, imagine if they made the Pulp Fiction prequel where it's Vince and Jules before, when they first meet.
I would hate it.
You don't need to know that.
I don't care.
That's what's so beautiful about that movie, is you're seeing snapshots of these people's lives. You don't need to know anything else about it. I already know everything I need to know about Spider-Man because there's 60 years of comics.
I still want to see it, though.
No. You know what? It looks like a good movie. I like the art style.
The animation looks incredible.
Yeah, it looks great. But you know what? I know how it ends. I don't want to see a movie. I just hate seeing a movie when I know how it ends. And I've said this before on here. My favorite movies are the ones where the hero dies. Because you don't see it coming.
Yeah.
Like,
because it's not the...
You haven't seen Django.
Yeah. I'm guessing the hero dies.
No.
No?
No, but there's something like...
There's a subversion of expectations.
Yes.
All right. I need to fucking see it. I'm just...
It's... Oh my god. Django is such a good movie. That's such a fucking... Samuel Jackson in that movie... Samuel Jackson is a phenomenal actor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you see Split?
I don't think I did.
It's a M. Night Shyamalan movie. I know I said that wrong. Yeah. And his movies aren't great, but that movie's fucking killer.
Really?
Yeah. All his movies take place in PA.
Really?
All of them. Yeah, I think he grew up in Philly or Pittsburgh. All of them take place in PA because of it.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Like Signs? You ever see Signs?
Nope.
Really?
Signs. Yep.
Really? I think Signs takes place in, like, Lancaster.
Oh, that's not terribly far.
Yeah, because I think they talk about the Amish.
Ah.
Yeah. I think. That movie scared the shit out of me as a kid. I saw it when I was real little.
And I, like, honestly don't know too much about it.
Really? Yeah. It has to do with, like, aliens.
Yeah.
And, like, I used to... The aliens scared the shit out of me so much that I used to have nightmares. Back to dreams. Of the way my bed was, that aliens came out of the floor. And it was the aliens from the movie. And, like, I couldn't sleep facing... For years, I couldn't sleep facing one way.
Really?
And, like, we weren't allowed to sleep with the TV on. And, like, till I got older, I could, like, go to sleep with the TV on.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's 9, 10 o'clock, turn the TV off. And, like, I think that's why, like, I always need to sleep with the TV on.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like a subconscious thing that's, like...
That just,
like... Signs, aliens are coming.
Not even that. It's just, like, built into me that, like... Like, I need the noise.
Like, it's a comfort.
Dude, I'll put on fucking, like, Game Grumps compilations of games that I'm not even interested in just because it's people talking.
Yeah, like, I listened to Mabim Bam last night to go to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I can't do it with a podcast because, like, I'm actually curious to what they have to say.
Yeah, but, like, Mabim Bam, you can listen to the same one twice and forget about it because they're just goofy.
Oh, they're goofy. Just fucking.
They're goofy.
Beep boop, yeah.
Yeah. It's like beep boop donger joke.
Donger? The fuck's a donger?
Like a peepus.
The fuck is a peepus?
It's a peepus room.
What are you talking about?
Where's all the peepus, guys?
I don't follow.
But you know what I do follow?
No. What do you follow?
I follow our intro music.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's called Feather Duster. If you want to get it, it's by this beautiful, beautiful soul named Shane Ivers. If you want to find it, you can find it at silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. But one thing I'm curious about is where can we find the show on Twitter?
The show?
This show right now.
On Twitter.
Yes.
You can find us on Twitter at Atomic Radio Hour. Again, that's at Atomic Radio Hour. And for a third time, at Atomic Radio Hour. But what about yourself, my friend? Where can the fine folks at home find you?
You can find me on Twitter. You can find me at my personal page, which is at Declan with a little underscore and then Bean. So I'm going to say that again.
Yeah,
so that's at Declan underscore Bean. And then for the fast brains, at Declan underscore Bean. What about you, sir?
Me?
I know you have a personal Twitter page.
Not anymore.
No?
No. It's at the underscore Boogans. at the underscore Boogans. Once again, that's at all capital letters, the underscore Boogans. But if you're going to follow us there, you might as well join the Discord.
Because the Discord is where all of our fun little conversations happen.
Today we were talking about other YouTubers and shit. I was talking to a Cube. Shout out to Cube.
Yo, Cube.
Bird's always posting art. So shout out to you, Bird. And I feel like we should shout other people out. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. I'm very tired. Declan, look at the Discord.
Who else is here?
Who's
pretty often?
On here?
Special guest Kyle's on very often.
Yeah, but he gets enough shoutouts.
Yeah. Joe made an appearance today. Joseph.
Yeah. Hey, Joe.
What's up, man? I think that's all we have to cover, except that once in a while we stream. So I do have the little Twitch link in the doobly doo. So
it's been we don't know what we're doing.
We don't have a schedule. We just kind of pop on once in a while.
Have you streamed lately?
No. Not lately. I've been busy sleeping.
Yes, that's the way to do it. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I want to say thank you for listening.
That was nice.
Yeah.
You want to go back to trying to find Piper banging Robo-Curie?
No, I'm good.
What about Piper banging Strong?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, wear a seatbelt.
A dream. Whoa, yeah. You ready to get to the island there? Yeah. You comfortable? Ah, no, don't you be squirming. We need to get there all in one piece, don't we? I'm gonna show you what a real ice gang does to a slave of scum like you. Thank you.
Atomic Radio Hour.